Praise the Lord. This is Bishop Eric Lambert. I'm thanking you for tuning in today, and we invite you to continue seeking the Lord through consistent hearing and studying of the Word of God. Through Bethel Deliverance International Church, we have established the Bethel Institute for Biblical Studies to help believers get a complete curriculum for Christian development. We offer classes from Bible basics to apologetics. We have exceptional instructors and courses that will ensure growth in biblical studies and Christian character. If you desire to develop and mature in your Christian knowledge and your life in the Word of God, we invite you to pursue your Christian education here at the Bethel Institute for Biblical Studies. You can visit the education link at betheldeliverance.org for a full course listing and to register online. For more information, you may call 215-885-2585. Thank you for tuning in today. Keep climbing higher in the Word of God.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Listen to Jesus. Remember we read over in Galatians, he said, faith works through love. But watch this. In verse 24, he said, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, what? Believe that you receive them. See there? Now, I need you to space for a moment. I need you to let your mind go. Have you ever asked for anything and believed you were going to get it? Yes, in stores, once every 2 months. Now it's once every 3 months. I go downtown to Geno's. So I walk up to the window and I speak in Italian and I order my cheesesteak. Now, when I order that cheesesteak, I tell them what I want on it. I said, I want provolone and I want onions. I believe I'm going to get that sandwich. Now, I'm going to tell you how I know I believe I'm going to get it. Anybody know how I know I believe I'm going to get it? I pay for it. Because I give them money before I got it. After I order that thing, he comes to me and he says, all right, that'll be such and such. Here. Hadn't even seen him put it on the grill yet. But I believe I'm getting it because I paid for it. That's why the Bible says when you come to God, you must believe that he is while you're coming. You must believe God. If I can tie scripture to it, if I can get a promise and tie it with that belief, I know God's going to do it. He promised to heal me. So when I come for healing, I'm getting healed. He promised to supply my need. When I come to him with a need, I'm getting my need met. He promised to be a wall of protection. When I come to him and ask for protection, I'm getting it. Whatever he said, I believe it. Why? Because it's already been paid for on the cross of Calvary and in the life of Jesus. I believe. Paul said that faith works by love. So Jesus takes that belief mindset in verse 24, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. But then he says in verse 25, this is where the love comes in. He says, and when you stand praying, forgive. And if you have anything against anyone, why? He said, because if you don't forgive and walk in love, your faith will die. If you don't forgive, then your belief means nothing. Until you get rid of bitterness, until you get rid of doubt, until you get rid of fear, until you get rid of all these negative things, you won't even need to ask God to heal you because all the sick causers are gone. And so that's why he said, you got to forgive others. Why? Because your belief won't work if bitterness and unforgiveness is in there because it will impede the belief. So if it's not working, instead of going to God and saying, Lord, I'm calling. I don't know why you don't hear me. He says, why don't you forgive them? And when you forgive, it flows. The power, the grace, blessings, all the stuff you want, it flows as soon as you forgive. Well, you don't know what they did to me. They killed Jesus. You're still alive. There's nothing that has happened to you and I that we cannot forgive because we're still alive. Your belief systems need to be changed. Jesus teaches that the truest form of faith is the spoken word, but it cannot work when there is unforgiveness. Now, love is hindered when there is no love demonstrated to the outside nor the inside. The Bible says you can't love me till you love you. So if you don't love you, you can't love me, which means you can't love God. Because you can't love God till you love me, but you can't love me till you love you. People who don't love themselves, this is an indicator of the lack of self-love. People who say, you like so-and-so more than you like me, that means they don't like themselves. How can you make an assessment of my love for someone else unless you're comfortable in your love for you? Your frustration is coming because you don't love you, and you want me to show you what you need to feel good about you because you don't know how to feel good about you. So you demonize my treatment of someone else because you don't love you. But if you loved you, what do you care how I treat someone else? So what happens, because we lack self-love, then our faith dies, which means our belief system will be seriously hindered because we don't love us. We look at other people and we say, I just can't seem to reach that person. You can't reach everybody. Why are you frustrated? Many of you are struggling with that with your children. They're adults now. You can't do anything. You're not a failure because your adult child has made a difficult decision. You feel like a failure. They made a choice, and the choice didn't include you. I asked God one day, who really sharpened my perception. I was walking on the beach several years ago. It must have been, I don't know, maybe 15, 16 years ago. And I walked on the beach and I said to God, I said, Father, I want you to take me out of this church stuff. I said, I get up and I tell the people what you want me to tell them, and they don't listen to me. And he said, they don't listen to me either. That was the first time I felt sorry for God. Here you are, the master of the universe. Stronger than Thor, mightier than the Hulk, greater than the Black Panther, and the people you made won't listen to you. I was getting upset because people in church didn't listen to me. When he told me that, my heart broke. I was like, wow, they don't listen to you. I want you to think about that. The devil, kicker outer, can't get us to obey him. He can't do it. He cannot get us to obey him. He cannot make us believe him. How do you think he feels? Your child don't believe you, don't obey you, you beat him. Yell at him. Punish him. He sits right there and keeps blessing us. And we take his blessings and spit in his face. I don't care what you say. I'm still going to despise that person. I'm not going to encourage him. I'm not going to say bad things about him, but I'm not going to encourage him either. I don't care what you said. You said I should love them and bless them. But I ain't doing it because I don't want to. Because your word says, live peaceably with all if it's possible. The if wasn't up to you. That verse has been taken out of context. It's not up to you. It's up to them. They're the ones who decide to declare the war, not us. We're told to bless them. How can he tell us if it's possible when we're told to give them water and give them food and buy them clothes? How can he say to us, live peaceably with all men if it's possible, and then tell us to bless them that curse you? No, brothers and sisters, we believe what's beneficial to us, and it's time to change that behavior right now. Or else we're going to wind up like the children of Israel, wandering in the wilderness. And you can't blame Moses. Come on, why didn't he stop and ask for directions? I hate that when people joke about it. People joke about that. Why didn't he stop and ask for directions? Because God told him they're going to wander for 40 years, and 40 is the number of judgment. Rain 40 days, 40 nights, 40 years of wilderness wandering. Jesus is in the wilderness for 40 days. 40 is the number of judgment. And God was judging them. Why? Because he knew he could not change those people. So he killed them off and said, your children are going to enter in because they have different belief system. You are financially suffering because you want to. You say you want to be rich, but you really don't. You want God to miraculously put money on your bed at night or help you follow a Brinks truck that just opens up and the money falls out, like that guy in South Philly. You want that because God has given us a mechanism for financial success, and it's called giving. And we don't want it. We don't want it. We leave before it's time to do it. We leave when it's time to do it. Then go outside and say, Lord, I believe you're going to bless me. And the mechanics that he put here, we don't want them because we don't believe God can do it. And to be confronted with the truth is hard, but we don't believe. We really don't. You really don't believe that God can give back to you. You don't believe it. But through a slow series of events, through one situation at a time, he'll change your belief structure. So he presents us with a tremendous opportunity of belief. And we're waiting until we get it to give it. And God's philosophy is, give it and you'll get it. Amen. Now, you say, well, why are you talking about that with this sermon? Because giving is the proof of belief. It's the proof. Love and faith work together. When something you pray and ask for isn't coming, check your love, not your faith. Because he said, faith works by love. So with whom do you have bitterness? With whom do you have a grudge? Who has upset you, taken your position, came in with new policies and principles that you don't like? They've gotten down into your spirit. God even says to the husband that if you don't dwell with your wife according to knowledge, your prayers will be hindered. Nothing in your life is going to work. If you're a miserable husband, it's not because the devil's doing it. It's because you're not dwelling with your wife according to knowledge. See, we'll put it on the devil. Devil trying to come in my home. No. Sit down and get to know your wife and dwell with her according to knowledge. The point that God makes, brothers and sisters, is that everything in Scripture ties together to equal the positive result. Aren't you tired of just making ends meet? I used to work with a guy. They came to him one day and said, Bill, you got to cash your checks. You're messing up the bookkeeping. He had 6 paychecks in his wallet that he had not cashed. Now us, we spend ours before we get it. By the time it comes, it's already, look, it's gone already. No, you should be living in a position where you are no longer relieved when your paycheck comes. But when it comes, you're like, oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm already living up here. Why are we still living the curse? And we say Jesus died to redeem us from. I'm going to show you next week how you can rise above it and live the life that God wants you to live.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
6418A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The Jesus in Me Children's Ministry of Bethel Deliverance International Church is hosting the Arise Children Family Conference. The pre-conference kickoff celebration will be held on Friday, September 14th at 7 p.m. Come to be inspired through singing, dancing, words of encouragement, and a children's fashion show. On Saturday, beginning at 9 a.m., there will be creative and informative workshops for parents and kids ages 3 through 12. The closeout family fellowship service will take place Sunday at 11:30 a.m. with a special message from children's pastor Wayne Diggs. All events and services will be held at Bethel Deliverance International Church, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, PA. To register online, visit the event page at BethelDeliverance.org. You can also register at Bethel's Administrative Building Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. or call 215-885-2585 for more information. That's 215-885-2585. So come out to build up your children while strengthening your family.